Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Michael Stollard back on the show. Michael is the founder and the president of ePurpose Partners. It's an organization that helps people like you and me put our best foot forward in from a leadership standpoint, keeping our people engaged, engaging with them, helping them to be successful first, and then aggregating that success for our own. He is the co-author of Fired Up or Burned Out, and he's our good friend Michael Stollard. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
It's always a pleasure. Welcome back.
It's great to be with you.
Hey, one of the things that one of the times that leadership is really tested the most is when, you know, things around the business are challenged, when the economy is challenged, when there's a lot of uncertainty, it's the tension level goes up, and it puts extra pressure on leadership, doesn't it?
Well, it absolutely does, because when you look at the effects of this type of stress on people, you know, anxiety, depression, it really kind of, it short circuits our rational thinking, number one, if we get too anxious. And then it also, it depletes our energy, and it has such an impact on our productivity. Mm-hmm. But there are things that we can do as leaders to create a culture that will help people manage stress.
When you say these times like these, what do you think? What do you think, Michael, as you look out across the landscape here, How are you feeling? How are you evaluating where we are right now?
Well, I do several things. I mean, I keep an eye on what's going on economically, and you know, it's ambiguous. There's not a lot to be extremely. I think it's a time for leaders to be cautious. You don't want to assume things are. You want to be optimistic and work through this, but at the same time, when you look at reality, you've got to be prepared for. To hunker down
and isn't that kind of what's happening right now?
Yeah, I think it is. And I think also the other thing I do, Jim, is I look at the data on people. Mm-hmm. And just, I try to keep up with things like the General Social Survey, and you don't find a lot of people in business following that. But what you see is people outside of work are becoming much lonelier. You know, we have the highest percentage of the population in U.S. history that lives alone. It's about 27% of the households. In places like, you know, close to where I am, half the households in Manhattan are single-person households.
Right.
And that's not bad if you have friends and family that you're connecting with outside of work.
Right.
But a lot of people these days don't. And so
do you think social media has contributed to that loneliness?
Well, you know what's interesting? It's definitely a double-edged sword. I think
that's an ironic thought, isn't it? That social media would create loneliness.
Yeah, there was in a national magazine, there was an article last month. The title was, "Is Facebook Making Us Lonely?"
Yeah.
And you know, I'm a data guy. I think we can all deceive ourselves just looking at anecdotes. And the data clearly says that people who are coming to spending time on the internet, who have good social networks already, they're using that to enhance their social network.
Right.
So, for example, maybe they're organizing a football game, or you know, friends getting together for whatever.
In other words, they're using it as
people who are lonely.
They're using it as a tool, not as a way of life.
Exactly. But the people who are struggling and don't have good relationships and social networks and that type of relational support outside of work, they're coming to Facebook looking for it, and you
escaping.
Will not get it there.
They're
you will
trying
not
to
get
escape
it there.
There.
You know,
they're trying to find answers. As Mickey Gilley once sang, they're looking for love in all the wrong places.
Exactly. Yep. That's an old song. I hadn't heard that in a while.
Yeah.
Yep. No, that's absolutely true. But, you know, the things we can do are, and I go back to, now I'm going way back in history to the you know, Psalm 78, 72 in the Bible. I love the New Living
You remember that far back? That's David. Good. That's good, Michael.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm an old guy, you know. And but you go back to, you know, David's leadership of Israel, and I love this quote. There's so much wisdom in it, right, in the Psalms, and it says, David cared for Israel with a true heart, and he led them with skillful hands. And so you really see both there. He cared for the people, and so that helped him connect to them so that they wanted to follow him. And at the same time, he cared about results. He cared about excellence.
Yeah. And, hold on to that thought, Michael. We need to take a quick break here, and we're going to talk some more about leading in tough times with our good friend Michael Stellar. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.